Howdy, folks, and welcome to the Moose Podcast, number 475, Better Editor. Trust you guys are well. I am still just head spun from all the folks I met at the Mid-Atlantic Photo Vision Conference last weekend. Still hearing from you folks. I really am grateful for the opportunity to come and talk, and then the friendships we made, really just over the top. Special shout out to my dear old friend, Don. Hey, I love those pictures of the old furry buddies out there playing in the sprinklers. Miss you. Don't miss them. Hope you're doing well. Lots going on. Weather's changed. Foggy morning. It's been spitting snow. It's not stuck here at the ranch, which is fine. Don't miss having a ton of snow. But it is everywhere around us. And just about 500 feet in elevation above us is the snow line. Winter is coming. This episode of the Moose Podcast is being, once again, recorded on Adobe Podcast Beta, using its AI function to clean up the old voice box. Now, remember, you can see and listen to the podcast in many places. Most of them have a transcript, which is how you can see and read these dribbly words that are coming out. And you can go to everywhere from Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, YouTube to listen to it. Have a number of people who have recently asked, am I going to be doing a video podcast? No, you're not going to see what I look like when I do these things, because it's not a pretty picture. So it's going to be voice only. I'm going to buck the trends. Stay that way. But it's podcast number 475. Maybe I am the trend. But all those places have that information. And remember, you can always go to the blog post on the website, which will have links to things like the books I talk about. So if you just want to get the book, go to the blog post, click on the link, and boom, there you go. You can get it, or at least check it out. So it's been a quiet week in the old news industry kind of side of things. I get a kick out of some of these people who use clickbait by talking about their forecasts and predictions of stuff to come. A lot of people are deflated that the Nikon Z9 II isn't coming out. And it's like, hey, folks, it's November. Nikon never announces anything or releases things in November. If it's not done by October, it's not going to happen that year. One thing that did come out that I finally got my hands on was the Nikon ZR. I have to tell you, I am duly impressed. That is, it's a little bit physically bigger than I thought it would be. It's definitely a powerhouse for that camera. And if you've listened to the podcast, you know I've said that I have video inside my Z8 and Z6 III, and I haven't really tapped that. Yeah, that ZR, it's got my head thinking, man. It was it does some amazing things. If I got it, I'd have to dedicate to it. But if you haven't checked it out, it's being shipped. It's an amazing little camera. Wow. So I had the great good fortune while I was at the Mid-Atlantic Photo Vision Conference to meet, you, for lack of better terms, a hero of mine. We both think our paths crossed long ago, because he was in the Nikon Legends program back in the 90s like I was. That's a long time ago. Estrus Soares is just an absolutely an amazing photographer in person, human being. Two-time Pulitzer photographer winner for news. Just an amazing, charismatic, incredible shooter. Well, his book is out, My Lens Lessons, A Photojournalist's Journey from Chaos to Clarity. I'm going to say halfway through. I'm actually I'm reading three books at one time right now. Changed up my life schedule just so I could read some more. And My Lens Lessons by Edris is just an incredible read. Just incredible read. It, if you're a podcast listener, and by the way, we've just hit the continual 4,000 listeners a week mark that's constant for the last 30 days. You know that I like to work on you as much as f-stops and shutter speeds. Estrus is the same way, and you'll read a bunch of similarities. Probably he's not as old as me, that's a good thing, but he's been around quite a while, and it's just My Lens Lessons is just an excellent read. I highly, highly recommend it. I want to thank my good friends at Bedford's Camera, bedfords.com. PhotoCon is up and over and done. I hear it was a smash. The Halloween contest, costume contest, was a big hoot, I heard. That's cool. So now what has Bedford's got going? Well, it's called the holidays, right? It's that time. Get that Christmas list to your spouse and say, hey, here's my list. Go to Bedford's. That's it. You know, they've got 7 stores. They've got a great online. They have an amazing, you just give them a phone call. Any way you do it, you can order it. And of course, after you check out, what happens? Yeah, you get that moose discount only if you say my name. Yeah, I talked to another person and went to the PhotoCon, got caught up in everything. And what did he do? He forgot to mention my name. So we missed out on that 5%. They've got incredible inventory. I haven't bought anything for a week. I almost feel guilty. But I'm sure that will change. There's got to be something I have to have for Christmas. I have to make sure Sharon gets my list because she's going to go to Bedford's. They're the place. Bedfords.com, folks. Thanks for sponsoring the Moose Podcast. Better Editor. If you're thinking you're going to hear about Photoshop, you're not. Better Editor. If you think I'm talking about somebody at a magazine who runs the editorial department, you're not. I'm actually going to talk about you. Yeah, you. You being a better editor. So I had many, many conversations with Estrus, and then I went to both of his presentations, which I thought were phenomenal. I know I could tell because I sat in the back watching people that he had their heads spinning. And he brought up the point at one time that he, I forgot what he was shooting, but he shot 14,000 images that day, which he says he normally doesn't do. And I hear all these gasps and all this other stuff. I'm like, wow, come on, folks. I mean, I do that quite a bit too. I mean, in air to air, I've talked about that stuff before. And instantly the hands went up. How do you throw all those images? How do you find the good one? Where? And, you know, these very, for lack of better terms, I'm going to say closed-minded approach to that number. And Esther said simply, I'm a better editor. And everybody goes, huh? I thought you didn't use Photoshop. People wonder, and I can see where this could happen because they're afraid of trying it for themselves, how one would get through 14,000 images and narrow it down to one. That, I mean, I've seen people do classes, hour-long classes, how you get down to one. I never really thought much of those classes, but when you are out shooting, and Esther's did a much better job of this than I'm going to. You're out there and you have the moment. The moment is coming up. Whatever that moment might be, the highlight on a ice crystal on a blade of grass, the bison strolling across the open clearing, the bird launching or flying or about to land, the child about to take a lick out of an ice cream cone. Whatever those moment you want to think of in your head, in that moment, there is one very minuscule millisecond where everything comes together to tell the story. Esther Stint went on to talk about how when he was doing his one-on-ones, which is what they called their portfolio reviews, people were worried about this, that, and the other, which really had nothing to do with the visual storytelling. They have been programmed, for lack of better terms, to worry about this stuff rather than that decisive moment. And then when to, how to see it, be ready for it, take the picture, and then find it when you're going through your images. So a lot of people use the word culling nowadays, which, you know, if you're into wildlife management, culling is not a good thing, folks. Culling is like thinning the herd. Just like estrus, I keep them all unless it's not sharp. For, like Esther said beautifully, basically monetary reasons. You never know when you might need that picture. But you're going through those images, and let's just use, because we could all visually see this. What happens when you clap? Right? You clap your hands. Think about that motion, right? Depending on who you are and how you do it, your hands will be wherever they are, in your lap, the side, and you tend to, what, spread them out a little ways? And then maybe you bend your wrists a tad, and you all in part, you know, anticipation of bringing your hands together to make that audible sound. That's an entire set of motions. And if you just do that in front of you right now, think about it. If you want to communicate in a still image that somebody is clapping, not just one clap, clapping, where in this process of the hands coming back, the wrist bending, the hands come together until they make that contact, where in all that path is going to be the photograph to express the clap? And then you add on to it the facial expressions, the body gestures. Can I look at that scenario and knowing there's a photograph in there, wait, and at that millisecond, tell my index finger to push the shutter release, and the camera's going to fire to catch it? No, at least I can't do that. So you blast. Now, it's not pray and spray, because we're not praying. We know that in that, what we've arranged the elements in that viewfinder to tell a story about that clap, we know that's what we're doing. We're not praying that's going to happen. We know it's going to happen. What we're going to do is use that 20 frames per second from the Z8 or the Z9, and we're going to go through and take those shots. And then, this is when being a better editor is everything. And it's hard to explain if you don't do this a lot, if you don't shoot a lot of pictures, if you don't look for these very small moments, you won't train yourself to see them. Because when you get back into, and like myself, Esther's used photo mechanic, and you're ripping through those pictures, and you're watching this clap, and you see those hands come together, and all of a sudden, the hands will be at a point. It's never the same place, never the same way, same gesture, because we're all different. Motions and settings and events are different. But you'll see when those hands will have just the right gesture, the right distance from each other. And you'll see in the face and the shoulders, the rest that communicates that is just a, you know, it's just a joyous clap. And it's just that one frame. That one frame. And when you become a better editor, you see that one frame. And that's the one frame that you put out there. If you're a photojournalist, that's the one you send your editor back there at the news desk. If you're an editorial photographer like myself, it's one of the photographs you send to illustrate your article. It is a process where you have to define yourself and your photography, and not by looking at things that you're told you need to worry about, that I'm here to tell you don't need to worry about, and you will get the shot. I had a number of one-on-ones there at Mid-Atlantic, for example, and some really just fine images, in my humble opinion, were destroyed by what the person believed the person who was going to look at them wanted to see. And I'm like, wait, this is your memory. This is your photograph. This is your story. If they don't like it, the sun still comes up. It doesn't matter. When you're a better editor, guess what happens? The next time you go out, yeah, you'll get better photographs. And then you'll see better photographs there going across in Photo Mechanic. And you'll be a better editor because you'll now start seeing quickly that one photograph that tells a story, that grabs the heartstring, that brings it all back for the viewer. If you think it's going to happen quickly, it's not. If you get the idea that will happen if you just take a few photographs, it won't. No, you don't have to shoot 14,000. Okay, that's not the point. It's not about more is better, less is better. Because one is about as less as you can get. But one is all it takes to grab a heartstring. Be a better editor. You folks have a tremendous week. Stay warm as winter slowly slides in. Get out there and shoot. And remember to make every click your story.